You are listening to episode number 185 of Backseat Box Office for the weekend of April 4th through April 6th. This is the last episode of season 7, and we finally get around to finding out who wins the $25 Amazon gift card. So enjoy. Hey, this is Jeff.
And this is Art.
And we are the Backseat Producers, and you are listening to Backseat Box Office. How's it going, Art?
It's going good.
So, as we sit here, this is the last episode of this season. So, it's been 12 weeks. How are you feeling about that, Art?
I could be feeling better if I was on the top of the list, but...
Well...
Everybody can't be there.
Yes, I know, but... It's been fun. I can't believe it's been 12 weeks already.
Yeah, no.
And I'm looking forward to next season because, you know, it'll take us through summer. And there's going to be a lot of, hopefully, good movies coming out.
Yeah, I still think the seasons might just be a hair too long because I noticed in those last, I mean, it's still better, but in those last, I think, 2 weeks, there really wasn't a lot of movement. I mean... You still get to that long tail with the averages, but I still think this is better to keep it a little shorter, you know, so that there's a better chance of moving around. But it was like, I think there were 2 weeks in a row where it was like, everybody made, you know, we got the picks, you know, people did well, people didn't do well, nobody moved on the leaderboard. So, but at least it didn't happen until the very end.
True, yeah, because, you know, on the old system, you know, we'd have that for months.
Months, yeah.
Where, you know, everyone gets locked into to their spot and, you know, that's
right.
It.
And maybe you might trade places with the guy above you. Maybe. If you got really lucky.
So, let's talk about the box office results from last weekend.
Let's.
At number one was Noah. That opened with a gross of $43.7 million. At number two, Divergent. Fell from number one to number two with a gross of $25.6 million. At number three, Muppets Most Wanted fell from number two to number three with a gross of $11.3 million. At number four, Mr. Peabody and Sherman fell from number three to number four with a gross of $9.1 million. And at number five, we have God's Not Dead that fell from number four to number five with a gross of $8.8 million. And also, we need to mention that Sabotage came in at 7 with a gross of $5.3 million. And I will look and see if there's any other movies that I need to mention. And I think I need to mention one, Grand Budapest Hotel. This is why you always just read them in order. Grand Budapest Hotel came in at number 6. And it rose from number 7 to number 6 and pulled in $8.5 million. So, to quickly summarize, 1 Noah, 2 Divergent, 3 Muppets Most Wanted, 4 Mr. Peabody and Sherman, 5 God's Not Dead, 6 The Grand Budapest Hotel, and 7 Sabotage. So, that's how the box office did last week. Art, why don't you tell us how all our participants did?
Okay, well, we had 2 23s. Let's start out with Scuba Dave.
We actually had a voicemail from Scuba Dave. And we forgot to mention it during the show, so here it is.
Hey, this is Scuba Dave, and I'm calling in with my picks for this week. Number one, I'm going to go with Noah. Number two, Divergent. Number three, Muppets Most Wanted. Number four, Mr. Peabody and Sherman. And number five, Sabotage. Thank you.
Who went with Noah in number one, Divergent in number two, Muppets the Most Wanted in number three, Peabody and Sherman in number four, and then went with Sabotage, costing him a couple of points. And now we have Tad with a voicemail.
Hey, Backseat Box Office, this is Tad calling with my picks for the week. I'm going to go with Noah at number one, Divergent at number two, Sabotage at number three, Muppets Most Wanted at 4, and God's Not Dead at number 5. I think it's going to get a few more theaters this week, and it's going to pick up and hit that number 5 spot. Let me see. Oh, yeah, I went and saw Noah last night. There were a lot of good reviews, and it was 78 on Rotten Tomatoes, but I don't know. I didn't like it. And if you weren't expecting if you go there expecting like a, you know, biblically accurate movie, you're not going to get it. You know, I mean, there's a basic concept of the story. There's a guy with an ark and puts animals on it, and there's a flood. Other than that, there's not a whole lot of, you know, biblical accuracy going on, but, you know, I mean, so I guess it was an okay movie. I got bored during it, though, to be honest with you, so I don't know. I just didn't really like it. But I think it'll do pretty well anyway, just because of how it's doing on Rotten Tomatoes, and, you know, I don't know. I think people are going to be expecting something else when they go to see it. So I think a bunch of people are going to go in there expecting one thing and getting another. But anyway, those are my picks, and good luck, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks, Ted. He went with Noah in number 1, Divergent number 2, Sabotage, which cost him 4 points, Muppets Most Wanted in the 4th spot, which cost him a point, and God's Not Dead in the right spot for a total of 20 points. And then we had Lena with a score of 19, going with Noah and Divergent in the correct spots, Sabotage costing her 4 points, Muppets Most Wanted costing her a point, and Grand Budapest Hotel costing her a point. And then we come to me. I did not put Noah in the first spot. I went with Divergent. Cost me a couple of points. And then Noah cost me a point. Sabotage. Why is it only costing me 3 points? That is a mistake.
Yeah, because Sabotage came in at 7. So that should be a 4 there. So maybe you go from 18 to 17?
Yes, that is what I'm seeing on this list. And thanks, that's great. No. And Most Wanted in the 4th spot cost me a point, and getting God's Not Dead right, and going with 17 points.
But kind of dovetailing into your message at the beginning of the show, probably didn't change your score.
Right. I'm sure that one little point did not make a difference.
Okay. So are we done with the individuals?
We are done with the individuals, yes.
Okay, so Art, how did the leaderboard end up?
So the leaderboard, here are the finals for the leaderboard. We have 2 people who did finish on the top of the leaderboard, but with not enough participation. Both Nancy and BD. Nancy played all of 1 week this season, and BD played 3. They would have finished in number 1 and number 2 if they had participated more. So that brings us to you, Jeff, on the top of the board in the number 1 spot with a total of 21. In second, we have Cougaron with a score of 20.9. Scuba Dave in third with 19.2. Me in 4th with 18.6, Lena in 5th with 17.1, Tad in 6th with 16.1, and Nick in 7th with 15.2.
Now, one thing I'd like to mention is because of real life getting in the way, I did not submit picks last week for either our big board or the Arts House. And I'm looking that I came in and first, yay me, at 21, but I had a 0.1 lead against Cougaron.
That is
so
true.
So it's probably the closest 1-2 that we've had. Almost Cougaron, almost.
Almost. Okay. So moving on to the Arts House.
Okay, so the Arts House. We had 3 entries last week. In number 1, or in first place, we had Father Beast, who had The Raid 2. That made $23,613. In second place, we had Lena, who had Breathe In at $851. And then Art, who for the second week in a row got $0 because I guess it didn't report again.
Yeah.
So hide your smiling faces.
Womp, womp.
So, This is obviously the end of the season, so the winner of the Arts House is me. I got 7 points, took it down. So 7 out of 12 weeks, or technically 11 since I didn't do last week. But so, yeah, just a little over half. Second place is Lena with 5. And third place, we have Art with 4. And then Father Beast with 3, BD with 2, and Nancy with 1.
I was making my comeback.
I was
way behind in the beginning.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. You know, that horse that likes to come from behind.
And yeah, just no staying
but,
power.
But just didn't get close enough to the lead to take it home. So, yes. All right. So that was the results for the Arts House picks.
Yes.
So now we have this other matter that we need to attend to. That there's probably some of our listeners that are very excited about. The contest for the $25 Amazon gift card. Now, if you remember, the rules were every week, whoever had the highest score got an entry into the hat. And obviously the entries go into the hat, and we will draw one to decide the winner of the $25 Amazon gift card. The only stipulation that we made was you did have to be a member in good standing at the end of the season. So you just have to be on the leaderboard, which in actual game terms, you have to pick at least 5 times sometime during the season.
It's a little more complicated than that.
Yes.
You have to make at least 5 picks, and they have to be more towards the end, because if you ever go 5 weeks in a row without picking, you fall off the leaderboard. So at least one of those picks has to be within the last 5 weeks.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Art, for explaining it much better than I did. Okay. So that is why when we look at the actual entries. Okay. So the breakdown goes like this for the entries into the hat. Kugron has 9 of those tickets. Tad has 2. Scuba Dave has 2. Now, BD has 3. Even though he picked less than 5, we are going to make him an exception based on his great track record of participation for Bass Seasons. But unfortunately, we're going to have to not award Nancy 1 entry because she only picked once, and we didn't want anyone to just pick once and then have a shot at the card.
Yes.
So, Art, are you ready to decide who I'm sending this Amazon gift card to?
I am ready. I have an actual hat here. I don't know if you can hear me rustling the papers in the hat. And I am mixing them up. And I'm going to draw a name out of the hat. And the winner, not much of a surprise here, Kugron.
Yay, Kugron! So, obviously, Kugron, if you could send me your address. I don't know if you follow me on Twitter, but if you want to send or follow JB63 or at JB63, and send me a DM with your, send me your mailing address, and I can send you the card. Or you can also email me at jb63@live.com. And congratulations. Art, you have anything to say to our winner?
Congratulations. That is all that is in order. It was pretty much guaranteed. I mean, he had the preponderance of entries into that hat.
I don't know about that. Nothing is a foregone conclusion.
Oh, it is not a foregone conclusion, but I'm just talking about statistically speaking.
Yeah.
You know, I have one of the guys I game with is a scientist, and you know, so he's all about the numbers. So just looking at it from that point of view, but yeah, no, it was anybody's game, but in the end, he triumphed, and good on him. I wish him luck in the next quarter. So moving forward. Talk about what's coming out.
Okay, well, if you've been living under a rock, you might not know that this weekend there is one movie that's coming out. Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier. Currently certified fresh, 92%. Has an average rating of 7.6 out of 10. Out of 75 reviews, 69 fresh. and 6 rotten. And out of the audience, which is 145,642 Rotten Tomatoes users, 99% want to see it.
Yeah.
Here's the description. After being deemed unfit for military service, Steve Rogers volunteers for a top-secret research project that turns him into Captain America, a superhero dedicated to defending America's ideals. So, yeah. No, not that long. PG-13.
That isn't even the description for this movie. That is a description for the first movie.
True.
Somebody.
True. It's time to stop the podcast because we have to look at last year's description or last Captain America description. Okay, it's not 1992 with Matt Salinger and Melinda Dillon. I don't know if those people are. Captain America: First Avenger. Well, it is. Even though it's a shorter movie, it is a longer description.
No, that's fine. But
with
I'm saying...
With more plot details in the first description than the second one.
Yes.
So
no,
it's
there
just
are no plot details. But this
slapping
is...
their genitals on the table saying, you know what the movie's about.
You know what the movie's about. Just come.
Yeah, pretty much.
We don't want to spoil it for you, but we're going to spoil it for you.
Yeah. Okay. So, playing Captain America, Chris Evans. We have a new hero in the movie, Anthony Mackie, who plays Falcon. We all know Samuel Jackson plays Nick Fury. Scarlett Johansson is coming back as Natasha Romanoff / Black Widow. We also have Robert Redford is in this movie. Colby Smulders as Agent Maria Hill. Haley Atwell as Peggy Carter, even though she should be really old now.
Flashback.
Yes. Also has Gary Shandling, I believe, playing the same character he played in Iron Man 2.
Right.
And scrolling down here, fans of Community will recognize Danny Pudi as ComTech number 1 and a bunch of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Also including Gary Sinise as the Smithsonian narrator.
I saw that.
Interesting.
Okay. Something I want to bring up. All right. So I went on a rant the other day.
Really?
Because, yeah, I know, because I had enough of any time there was a role in some type of sci-fi, geeky, whatever movie, and they were talking about a black man, what's the name that always comes up?
Urkel?
No, Idris Elba.
Oh, okay.
Everybody loves Idris Elba. Idris Elba.
Oh, okay.
Who should do this? Idris Elba. Who should do this? Idris Elba. And I snapped about it because somebody did it in front of me. And I'm like, there are so many other good black actors in Hollywood. It does not always have to be Idris Elba. Yes, I enjoy him. But there are many other people who could be doing that role. And I think it was specifically talking about John Stewart, Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
And I listed off 3 people I thought could do the role, and one of them on the list was Anthony Mackie. So I was just happy to see him in this role, and I just got reminded about that just right at this moment. I knew he's been in it for a while, but this happened previous to that. So that is all. I'm done now.
Yeah, it is interesting how he has become the pigeonhole African American actor.
Yeah.
And do we know why?
I think he's just a good actor.
True.
But
usually there's a role that he plays that kind of launched him. Exactly. And you know, I know that he's in a series on BBC Luther that
I hear a lot of people talking about that. The backseat producers talk about it a lot.
Mm. So, yeah. Okay, so that was Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier. And that is all the movies come out in wide release. Everybody's scared of Cap. And they probably should be. So now we will get to the first picks for season number 8, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm guessing that you would like me to go first?
Yeah.
As tradition, I guess, would dictates.
I mean, I suppose I could go first. I picked better than you last week, and I am ready to go with my pick.
Yeah, anybody can beat an absentee, I guess.
I mean, if that's what you want to go with, that's
all right,
fine.
Well, no, I'm just, all right, you know, go ahead. You can go first.
Okay, I will. It happens so rarely, I'll take the opportunity. So, I went with Captain America in the Winter Soldier in number one. That is going to be the number one movie. There isn't any doubt about it. The only way that would not be the number one movie is if a meteor strikes the United States and civilization as we know it in this country ends. Then maybe it would not be the number one movie.
There's a lot of things you want to be right about. That's not one of them.
That's not one of them. No, no. Basically I'm just going to move most everything down. Noah in number two, Divergent in number three, and Muppets Most Wanted in number four. I am going to put the Grand Budapest Hotel in the number five spot. It has just been continuously kind of climbing the chart. It is still clawing at that bottom space, and I think next week will be the week that it finally gets back on the list. And for my arts house pick, I'm going with Don Hemingway.
Wow. Wow. I hate to say it, but that's a ditto.
Nice. Makes me feel better about my picks.
You know what? We can have a ditto on the first week.
Absolutely.
No, that's no fun.
Oh, whatever. Fine.
So I'm gonna put Mr. Peabody and Sherman at number five.
Okay. Good luck with that.
I was in early on the Grand Budapest Hotel train, and I lost points because of it. So hopefully it will treat you better.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You know, if we had gone the other way. If you had gone first, I would not have changed my picks for you, sir.
Right. Well, you know, that's just how I roll. Okay.
That's fine. That's fine.
Now, I'm interested in your reason. Why did you pick Dom Hemingway?
Just because of who's in it. Jude Law. I have not heard anything particular about it.
Yeah. There's one reason I'm picking Dom Hemingway, but it's not because of Jude Law. Well, it is. You know, it's one of those movies that, whenever an actor either loses a lot of weight or gains a lot of weight, those movies tend to do well, not only at box office, but critically as well.
That is true. That is true. There were a couple other, it's got an actual number of theaters on Box Office Mojo as opposed to no theaters, but it doesn't have too many theaters because I don't like that either. And the production company, distribution company, Fox Searchlight, is also somebody I've heard of. So I've kind of started shying away from, ones I've never heard of. So.
All right. And I think that is it for picks.
Yep.
And that will end the official part of the show. So, Art, what did you watch last week?
I'll tell you what I watched, sir. I got almost entirely caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I still have one unwatched episode.
Okay, because I'm stuck halfway in the middle of the Asgardian episode.
Ah, okay.
For people that are not as far as I am.
Okay.
Wait a second. Still loving it?
Oh, I am still loving it. I am absolutely loving it. Yeah, just what happened with the whole, what was the guy's name? Was it Mike?
Mm-hmm.
The black guy?
Was it Mike Peterson? Was that his
name? I think it was something like that. Peterson or Mike Peters or something along those lines. But yeah, and who that is turning out to be.
Mm-hmm.
And Tahiti was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just some of the things in there and where that might go. No, I am still thoroughly enjoying it.
Yeah, I've heard off of the Twitters that you need to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the last episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. before you see Cap.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not planning on seeing Cap this weekend. I've got you remember that theater I showed you, the Hollywood Boulevard and the Hollywood Palms, the ones where the theaters are all decorated and whatnot? Well, they... Mm-hmm. If you sign up on their mailing list, they send you a coupon for 8 free tickets on the month of your birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they still have, they have a one item minimum. So you still must purchase something, everybody who comes through the door, but you can purchase a soda for a couple of bucks and go for free. I don't ever go in there and just purchase a soda because it's got a full bar and they Correct. Serve food and blah, 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 blah. So, but still, it's 8 free tickets and I get a bunch of friends and we all go to the movies. But it is not good for opening week.
Yeah.
So, but they send you one for each theater. So I have 16 free movie tickets. So this weekend, we're going to all go out and I'm going to take Aubrey to her third movie. The first one, she was a baby. And, you know, they have a thing they do on Tuesdays where it's like, kids and mothers are welcome, and it's a yes, there will be crying babies, and everybody knows it. And so, if you don't want to hear a possible crying baby, don't come. And then we went to another movie where she was a little older, and we went on a particular time where it was not really too crowded, and we were almost in the theater all by ourselves where it wouldn't have been a problem. And then, right at the last minute, another couple walks in, and so we ended up having to leave because she got fussy. And hopefully she is now old enough that either Muppets, Lego, or Peabody and Sherman, I think, are all still running at the theater that we're going to. So we'll see one of those movies, and anybody, I've got a bunch of friends I've invited. Anybody who wants to come is welcome. And then next weekend we'll go to the other theater and we'll see Captain America. So that is the current plan. Hopefully that will work out.
Cool. Cool. So is that all you've watched?
I feel like I'm missing something, but my 40-year-old mind is not able to reach back into the depths and pull it out. So, yeah. No, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay, so I had an extremely busy week last week. We had a bunch of work done on the house, and that's, so my studio, and I mean studio, that's a desk with one microphone on it, disassembled. So that's why I didn't make it last week. And I was getting ready for my the annual baseball draft that we had an earthquake halfway through. We had a 4.1 that rocked the house a little bit. So that's yeah. Always fun. Nothing really got knocked down, but, you know, that was the first day that we had all the floors and all the carpet done. And all the workers were out of the house, and then I was like, oh, great, we're going to have an earthquake, rip it all up. So, you know. But, you know, us Californians, we like to complain about a lot of stuff. It really wasn't that bad. And we all survived. One of the owners lost about 4 Dodger bobbleheads.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that was a mini tragedy. But other than that, everything was fine. Saturday was a much delayed birthday weekend for my daughter, and so she wanted to take her and her 2 friends to go see Divergent. So I went with her and I watched Divergent, and I enjoyed it, but I thought it was almost into the meh range.
Okay.
I've seen some of the movies of Shailene Woodley, but I thought she was, I don't know, I didn't care as much about her character as I did to say Katniss.
Right.
I would have to say I enjoyed the Hunger Games movies more than this one.
And apparently America did too, because look at the box office.
And maybe because I think it's more of a convoluted future than, say, Hunger Games.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you're familiar with the book or what happened.
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. Only what's played on the previews.
I just had the laugh because there was a hush over the theater. That was mainly most of one gender getting quiet when a certain character took his shirt off.
Well.
And I had the stifle laugh for like a minute because I heard my daughter and her friends, oh my God, kind of thing. So, no, it was, but, you know, it wasn't too long. You know, it was kind of predictable. But, you know, Kate Winslet, I thought, did a good job. But, yeah, it's, I think it's definitely a rental. I don't think you have to go to the theater to see it. But, you know, it's just a, you know, another in the long line of the YA book adaptations. That, and supposedly there was going to be three movies for Divergent, but, you know, I don't know where they're going to go with the next two. But I hear it was filmed in a lot of Chicago.
Oh, interesting.
So, you know, it might resonate with you more once you, at least, you know, from a visual standpoint.
Right.
Kind of thing. And then last night, I got this DVD from the library, and it's an independent movie that I've been wanting to watch for a long time. I probably mentioned it, that it won, I don't know if it won any awards, but a lot of critics said it was their favorite movie of the year, favorite independent movie. I watched The Way, Way Back.
Okay.
And my plan was, I had to fix my in-law's computer, and I didn't get to the computer where I usually watch my movies until 10 o'clock. And I said, you know what, I'm going to need to watch it in two nights, so I'm just going to watch like the first half hour. Because, you know, during the week it's hard to devote 2 hours to watch a movie, especially if you've got kids and that type of stuff. So I played it, and I couldn't stop it because I was thoroughly enjoying it. Had a really good cast, and if you are a Sam Rockwell fan, he channels a very good Bill Murray, a very good Meatballs Bill Murray in this movie.
Okay.
And it seems like I was laughing every time it was on screen. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. I recommend it. And, you know, I got my movie, but I think, you know, I don't know if it's streaming. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
I remember us talking about it for the Art House picks.
It's very... very much like Adventureland, if you've seen Adventureland.
I did not see Adventureland.
Yeah, it's basically about, you know, a summer where you kind of, you know, find a second home almost. And, you know, that's really important when, you know, when you're young, especially when, you know, you don't think you're going to, you don't want to be where you want to be kind of thing. You think, you know, this summer's going to suck, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, if you can get around to watching it, I would highly recommend Way, Way Back. And... Cool. As far as TV, it was a very eventful week because the current season of Walking Dead finished, and How I Met Your Mother, the series finale, was on Monday. And
so he finally met her?
I don't know if I want to dignify that comment. But, so, yes, now it's over. And for the listeners that maybe watched that show and didn't watch the finale, I'm not really going to say much more other than I watched the finale.
Yeah.
And that was my week as far as watching and experiencing. So, now that we both shared what we watched last week, now we can get the news.
Yes.
So, Art, what do we have in the way of news?
Well, I have got some big news here.
All right.
Shoot. Number one with a bullet. Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 gets a release date.
And that is?
It is officially announced April 17, 2015. So just about a year away.
Interesting. I wonder if we can see that on Box Office Mojo.
The original grossed $183 million worldwide on a $26 million budget.
Yeah, so far that is the only scheduled movie for that weekend. And it's the weekend before, or the weekend after, Fast and Furious 7. All right, so yeah, Paul Blart 2. So here's something that I found. It's not necessarily, you know, current events or anything. Do you know that there is an actress that's done a fair number of movies that has never been in a movie that has not been rotten on Rotten Tomatoes?
Wait, say that again. There's been an actress who's been in a movie that's been rotten.
No, that's never been in a movie that's been fresh. So every one of her movies has been under the 60%.
Okay.
She's been in a movie that the lowest rated was 0%, and the highest rated was 53%. So still got a majority, but not the 60% that Rotten Tomatoes says you need to have.
Right.
Detective Venture, guess who that might be? All right, so
I got nothing. Can you give me a hint?
She played Sarah Reeves on Party of Five. Also starred in the I Know What You Did Last Summer films as Julie James.
Is that Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Jennifer Love Hewitt. So, yeah, I was looking at some of her movies. The most recent one is Jewtopia, 10%. That still made 40... Oh, no, I was about to say 45 million. But... Oh, come on. All right. She's also been in Delgo, which I've never heard of. 12%.
Oh, yeah, I heard of Delgo.
Okay. Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties. Garfield the movie. 75 million for Garfield the movie. That was 15%. Truth About Love was a zero. She also had another one, The Suburbans, that was also a zero. But what was the Heartbreakers was the highest one at 53%. So, yeah, she has not made the best choices. Not that I would do any better, but still. I thought that was interesting. All right, Art, I think we're ready for another news item if you have one.
Okay. Scarlett Johansson is a superpowered drug mule in First Lucy trailer. So I just like the... It's like an action film dealing with drugs. She plays a total badass. So, Scarlett Johansson, action movie star. I'm ready for it.
Did you see the director on that film?
I did not. Is it Luc Besson?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Nice. More, please.
I believe his touchstone movie was Leon the Professional or The Professional?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I still don't know what the right name is for that, but anyways. Okay.
It just depends on what country you're seeing it in.
Yes. Okay, and my other news item is, I know you're dying to know what's new on Netflix streaming this month. So I'm going to tell you.
Okay, I got my pen ready.
Okay. Mean Girls?
I've seen it a ton already on regular television.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen Mean Girls.
I would recommend it.
You would, okay. I know my daughter's after me to watch it.
Yeah, no, it's a good movie.
The Grandmaster?
Never heard of it.
It's a martial arts movie. That's all it really says. Going back a wee bit, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Okay, classic.
Rocky.
Another classic.
Here's one that I'll be so impressed if you've seen this one. Because, you know, it might be a little on the turd side. Going Ape.
That sounds really familiar.
Tony Danza is set to inherit $5 million from his circus ringleader father if he could fulfill one stipulation.
I did see that.
Caring for three pet orangutans.
I did see that.
Shaggy Danny DeVito, easily mistaken for one of the Apes co-stars. One of those bizarre early 80s gems that probably made sense on paper.
Yeah.
Also, new seasons of TV that's available. Bob's Burgers Season 3. The Bible Epic Miniseries. All available April 13th. House, the complete series. Inbetweeners. Legit Season 1, which I saw one episode, and it's, you know, wrong in 14 different ways, but I was still laughing. Mad Men Season 6, seasons 1 through 5 of Royal Pains, and another one I've never heard of, Turbo Fest. And, oh my God, there is a huge list of other movies, so I'm just going to highlight a couple of them. One of my favorite sports movies, A League of Their Own.
That is a great movie.
On the other opposite, on the opposite end of that spectrum is The Benchwarmers. Oop, it says available April 24th, so not just yet. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Dragon Slayer. G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Oh, I am writing that down. I wanted to see that in the theater, and I totally missed it.
The Odd Couple?
Which one?
Doesn't say. Hopefully it's the old one.
Yeah, hopefully.
Thomas Crown Affair, 1999 version.
Yeah, that's a that's a good one.
The Running Man.
2 weeks.
The Schwarzenegger version of Hunger Games, yeah. Yeah, that's about it. So, yeah, so as usual, Netflix does a good job of pulling out movies and TV shows from every corner of the universe. So, anyways.
Okay. So, 5 superhero movies that still deserve a sequel. So, with Captain America sequel coming out, somebody threw this list together of 5 movies they thought deserved a sequel. I am going to read me this list, and you give me a yay or a nay whether or not you agree. Okay. Would you like to see a Dread 2 with Carl Urban?
Yay.
Yay. Would you like to see an Elektra 2 with Jennifer Garner?
I'm going to abstain because I didn't see the first one.
Oh, okay. Abstain. Would you like to see a Rocketeer 2?
Yes.
Me as well. I really like that movie. An Incredible Hulk 2.
Yes, I would like to see Incredible Hulk, just based on the chance that it will be Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo, yes. Yeah. With the caveat being Mark Ruffalo. And Spawn 2. Tell me you saw the first Spawn.
No, I didn't see the first Spawn.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Are you familiar with Spawn at all?
Not really. Was that a Dark Horse?
No, it was Image.
Oh, it was Image.
It was Image originally, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Spawn never appealed to me.
Okay. No, that's cool. I had a buddy who was totally into it, and he got me into it, and I followed it for a while, and then when I stopped collecting comics, it all fell by the wayside.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, most of what I collected was Image.
So let me ask you this. If you could pick a movie that wasn't on that list, that there wasn't a sequel, is there any that you'd like to see?
In the superhero genre.
An alternate question is there a hero that hasn't been put on the big screen yet that you want to see?
Okay. Those are two entirely different questions.
Mm-hmm.
I would say on the number one of the very underrated superhero movie that I would love to see a sequel to, Sky High.
Yes, I'm with you on that one.
I could totally be down for a sequel to Sky High. As far as, it's just the first thing that comes to mind, but I really do enjoy that movie. Right down to the last line where he's like, and in the end, my best friend became my girlfriend became my nemesis, and my nemesis became my best friend.
Yeah, no, so, they did a really good job with that one.
Now, a superhero who hasn't had a movie who I'd like to see get a movie. That's tough. Hmm. Yeah, I'm going to have to get back to you on that one. I'm going to write that down as homework for next week.
And doesn't this necessarily have to be a superhero? I mean, if you have a group of superheroes that you'd like.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, there was a team that immediately popped to mind, but I have to think through it in my head. Is it going to be too similar to the Avengers that it would never get done anyway? So, no, I'm just thinking superhero movie. Anything, or even anything comic book related, because not every comic book is a superhero. Okay. So that is all I have for news.
Okay, and that is all I have for news. So I think it's time to wrap up. So everybody, thank you for listening. And again, congratulations to Kugron on the winning the Amazon $25 gift card. And other than that, thank you for listening, and we will catch you next time.
Yes, everybody, go watch a movie. Good night.
Go watch a movie. Good night.